My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Moncrief on News Talk.
You're never too old to pursue an interest in drama. A theatre group called The Elders actively encourages membership among the over 65s. Andrea Scott is facilitator of The Elders. Andrea, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
How does it work exactly? In that, what's being a facilitator mean in terms of the output of the group?
So I suppose I'm the facilitator of the group and the director of the shows that they do, and maybe the creative producer of the other artists that we bring in to work with them. So they're in every week. We meet once a week and we work project to project. So we work on diverse projects. Sometimes it's play, sometimes it's not. It's more of an arts event around a theme. And we work with choreographers, visual artists, sound designers, all sorts of different artists come in and work with the group.
You must have a huge budget.
No. We go project to project. So we get funded by the Dunleary Rathdown County Council, Arts Council. It's just, so I'm applying for project funding all the time to keep this going.
Yeah. And given the age range of the people there, and we're going from 65 to how old?
80s.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so with the kinds of things that they want to do work in, does that reflect their age or is that really a factor at all?
I mean, not really, to be honest. I mean, we work on, sometimes they come in with ideas that they want to do and sometimes I go in with ideas that I want to do. But I mean, often we work on their own personal stories. They want to kind of explore different moments in their lives and theatricalize that. Other times they read something in the paper that they're really interested in. Like they read about a playwright, Teresa Devi, who was forgotten. They wanted to do a piece on her, which we've just finished. Sometimes I come in with an idea about what we're doing now, which is about endangered birds. So not necessarily age related, experience related, maybe sometimes.
Yeah. OK. And when you say it's not necessarily a straightforward, it's not necessarily a play or a theatre production, but something else. What is that something else?
So recently we did this play on Teresa Devi, which was a play. We worked with a playwright. So the elders wrote, the playwright wrote, and they collaborated together and I directed it. So it was very much a play. But now we're working on a piece about endangered birds, which has movement, it has visual art, it has puppetry. It has a procession. We are working with the National Concert Hall, the Children's Choir there for an intergenerational choral piece. So it's kind of lots of different elements put together. So it's not a straight play. So we kind of go between those different kinds of projects. So we're doing different things all the time.
OK, and where do you tend to stage them? Or is it always in the same place?
So our home is Dundrum in the Mill Theatre. And they're amazing. The team there are fantastic. They've been so supportive of us all along. So we often stage our pieces there, but we also do lots of outdoor stuff. So we've worked in forests, we're going over to work in the Botanic Gardens soon, the Ivy Gardens. So we like to mix up our venues.
Yeah, and for the older people, maybe some of them perhaps health or mobility is an issue. Do you have to kind of allow for that, I suppose?
Yes, we do. So, I mean, there's various abilities within the group. But to be honest, for them, it's not the challenge. The challenge is the world around us, you know. So we're going into the forest and different gardens, and we just have to make sure the pads are good. But we always work around it, and they're incredibly resilient and adaptable. I've certainly learned that from working with them for so long, that they're ready to work around anything.
Yeah, and you have a core group of people now in this,
yeah,
who've been around there for a while.
Yeah, so we've been working since 2018.
Yeah.
So we have a core group of about 15 who have been with us, and then some kind of floating members who come in and out of different projects because they're busy. They're grandparents as
sure.
well. And they've lots
yeah.
of other stuff on.
Yeah, and those core people must be pretty experienced at this point now.
They are. And they pretty much work like professionals. So in the DV play that we did lots of intense rehearsals. They're in almost every day, which they're not used to. And I was treating them completely like professional actors, and they were responding that way as well. So, yeah, they've lots of experience in lots of different areas in the arts now.
Yeah. And given that level of experience now, is there less need to, say, bring in scriptwriters or aid in if they've kind of got a bit of experience doing that stuff now?
Yeah, they're well able to write for themselves, and they always do. So it's really important to me that it's their voice and they're using their voice and what they want to say. But they love collaborating with different professional artists. So that's a really important aspect because everyone brings something different. Mm. So it's not that those people are coming in and telling them what to do, but they're collaborating with them and drawing out different aspects.
Sure. And is there a protocol about, you know, if it's someone's idea to do something, they get the lead or they, you know,
no.
Not even the lead role, but the lead in kind of organising it.
Yeah. No, it doesn't work like that at all. There's such a great collaborative group. And honestly, we forget whose idea it is when we're deep immersed in something. So nobody takes ownership of that. An idea gets thrown out and then we're all on it together.
Yeah. OK. And everyone forgets whose idea it was.
Sometimes,
including
yes.
the person who suggested the
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Have any of them, has it led to anything else for any of them, that they might have got any professional work?
No, but they'd be open to it. So,
yeah.
You know, they have been recently saying to me, you know, we should start a casting agency next. So,
yeah. And if somebody, I mean, it is called The Elders, but if somebody rocks up who's 50, do you kind of turn out the lights and pretend you're not home kind of thing? Or?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I mean, it's the project started off, it was a community commission, and it started off, the call out was for over 65s, retired people. But anybody who wants to come and join us, we're not going to turn you away. But we work during the day, so you're going to have the time to come
okay,
and do
there's
it.
That. All right.
Yeah.
I imagine, though, occasionally you must have people who come along just to see what it's like and decide it's not for them.
Absolutely. And it's not for everybody because we're not an amateur dramatic company in that we're not doing plays and scripts all the time.
Mm.
We're very, like, you could come into a session, we might be doing creative writing, we might be doing research on a theme, we might be doing movement, we might be doing dance. So we're doing all different kinds of things. So it's not for everybody, but I do think that the creativity involved and the connection that they all have has a huge impact on
yeah.
everyone.
And so what's your next production?
So the next production is this Birds project. So we're doing a work in progress showing. So we're only on the development phase, and then we go on to the production phase next year.
OK. Oh, right. So that's quite long term.
Yeah.
Then.
So we like to work slowly and create things slowly so that we can really kind of delve into it.
Yeah. Andrea, thanks a million for coming in to talk to us today.
Thank you, Sean.
That was Andrea Scott there, director, performer and facilitator of The Elders.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.